The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Hello, Anthony. How are you doing?
I can hear you well. Do you hear me?
Oh, it's like, I just want to play that song, you know, the morning moods. Da, 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 da. It's just much better. Okay, so let's get on to the news.
I was just saying that if you think that there's no traffic in Israel, then you are sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
I was just talking this morning about some of the work that's going on in Jerusalem to improve the city entrance. They're going to have a traffic jam there for 3 years, apparently. So be ready, you know, for crazy traffic if you're coming to visit over here.
Okay. Well, warning given. Somebody who seems to be running into a little bit of traffic internationally is Yisrael Katz, because he allegedly is holding secret meetings with Arab countries. Where is this rumor from? It's not even so new these days. We assume that the Arab countries are coming for lunch in the Tel Aviv market.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but certainly there have been a lot of meetings in recent weeks, months, years even, with countries with whom Israel does not have diplomatic relations. We saw Prime Minister Netanyahu even involved at his level in meeting with representatives from Oman, and we would imagine that he probably has met with other leaders as well of countries with whom Israel has no diplomatic relations. But still, it's kind of regarded as sensitive, and it's not always the case that the country involved wants it to be known in the public that meetings are taking place with Israel. From an Israeli point of view, from the Israeli public point of view, there is no issue whatsoever. The fact that this rumor has now surfaced that Foreign Minister Yisrael Katz is meeting with Arab or Muslim countries in Washington, where he is at the moment, apparently to take part in a State Department conference on religious freedom. That's officially what he's doing in Washington right now. However, because his office has refused to issue details about his itinerary, which is regarded to be slightly unusual for a government minister when he travels abroad, there are rumors that there's probably a reason for their reluctance to issue details of his itinerary. And of course, everybody's jumping to conclusions about the fact that that's probably because he's meeting with countries who do not want it to be known that he's holding meetings with them. And we don't know exactly which countries these are. But when they link this to the fact that Yisrael Katz was recently in Abu Dhabi to attend a UN meeting, and there were officials saying that he might have met with senior UAE officials, and he also attended a transportation conference in Oman back in November. And so all of these kind of little snippets of the jigsaw puzzle are being put together, and people are concluding that Yisrael Katz is probably doing quite a lot of work now in trying to bring together various views within the Arab world and within the Muslim world, and meeting with countries who would prefer it not to be known that he is meeting with them. So, yes, I mean, the point is that Israel is certainly drawing a lot closer to Arab and Muslim countries. We've seen a lot of cooperation in recent months and years with Saudi Arabia, for example, with whom Israel has no diplomatic relations. And in fact, they've even been quite public about supporting Israel in various ways, because at the moment there is this common enemy called Iran, who is making a lot of the Arab countries in the Middle East feel very, very uncomfortable indeed. So, yes, I mean, this is, I think, going to continue. And who knows whether this may not lead to some of these Arab and Muslim countries ultimately opening diplomatic relations more formally with Israel, which I think is ultimately the intention.
I don't know, Anthony. You know, he is in Washington. It's 50 years since the moon landing. How do we know he's not just gone off to one of the great museums that they have there and didn't want to tell anyone?
I'm sure that if he's got any sense, he would do exactly that.
Now, talking of traffic, it looks as though traffic on the Shabbat in Ramat Gan is going to be on the rise, because bus services have now been approved to operate on Saturdays.
Very controversially, one might add, because, of course, Israel, being a controversial country as it is, likes to take these very, very controversial decisions. And of course, people who've been in Israel will know that as a general rule, the public transport ceases over Shabbat in order to respect Shabbat, and particularly those people who want to keep Shabbat. So you will not find any trains. Of course, the El Al airline does not fly on Shabbat at all. And in most cases, bus services are ceased over Shabbat. However, this is becoming a lot more controversial because there are many cases of people who do not keep Shabbat, who work 6 days a week, or 5.5 days a week. And for them, Shabbat is the only time that they have to undertake social activities, to go places, to go to the beach, to visit family or whatever they wish to do. And not everybody in Israel has access to a personal, a private car. And so therefore they are reliant on public transportation to get around. And people like that have no way of doing what they would otherwise like to do on Shabbat. They're forced to either hire a taxi, of course, who charge much higher prices on Shabbatot, or alternatively just to forget about their plans to conduct their social visits and their social activities, because there's no way of getting around. So what's happened now is that the Ramat Gan City Council has approved by a majority of 15-6 that they will in fact be running two bus routes in the city on Friday night and Saturday, one that will run from east to west along the major artery, and one will that will run also from north to south, also along the major artery, and will pick up and drop off people who are standing at the bus stops along those routes. They have been very cautious to make sure that the bus route does not travel through any of the religious neighborhoods in the Ramat Gan area, although it will go just alongside Bnei Brak, which of course is a very substantial, very, very strongly opinionated as well, ultra-Orthodox neighborhood. And the ultra-Orthodox residents of Bnei Brak and of Ramat Gan have already voiced their objection to these bus routes being run over Shabbatot. But I think that, you know, this is kind of in keeping with the general trend that we're seeing, where, for example, bus routes have already been set up in cities like Tiberias. There are some buses that are running in Tel Aviv and in Modi'in and in Givatayim and also in Be'er Sheva. So this is definitely a trend. And even though it is very controversial and has a great deal of objection to it, it seems to be the case that it's likely that, you know, this trend will probably continue in the future. And I'd be interested if there are people out there listening and who have a view on this to write in and let us know what you think about it.
Yeah, I'd love to know. 061-895-1019 on WhatsApp or SMS us 34519. Should we have buses running on Shabbat? Now, in just about a minute to go, I see Facebook Chief of Operations will be visiting Israel to launch a program for startup and developers.
Yeah, I mean, and this is a great idea. This is Sheryl Sandberg, who's Facebook's chief of operations, very famous lady and one who's been in the public eye a lot. And she has very strong links with Israel. She has family in Israel, and she actually undertook some of her education in Israel when she was a teenager. And of course, she's now risen to almost the top of one of the world's largest companies. And she will be coming during the month of August to inaugurate this major event, which will really be geared at top executives and investors in Israel's high-tech industry. It's going to be called Facebook's Playground in Tel Aviv. And there will be space for startups and developers and other businesses to take part in one of the four tracks that will be run by Facebook. We do know that Facebook has quite a strong presence in Israel. Facebook is very much geared in and very linked to Israel's startup economy, to the high-tech industry here in general. And they've made some acquisitions of Israeli companies. So they are very much part of the Israeli high-tech scene. And I'm sure that the high-tech scene will be very welcoming of Sheryl Sandberg when she returns to Israel. And it'll be interesting to see how that program goes.
Indeed it will. And it'll be very interesting to have any updates from you, Anthony Reich. But until then, we'll see you till tomorrow.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good day.